Best friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing the third book in the Devil's Night series, Kill Switch by Penelope Douglas.
Miss Penelope has done it again, in a better fashion than ever.
Okay, I'll read the back of the book. I've done far worse than what I went to prison for. She has no idea how bad this can get. Winter. Sending him to prison was the worst thing I could have done. It didn't matter that he did the crime or that I wished he was dead. Perhaps I thought I'd have time to disappear before he got out, or he'd cool off in jail and be anything but the horror he was. But I was wrong. 3 years came and went too fast, and now he's anything but calm. Prison only gave him time to plan. And while I anticipated his vengeance, I didn't expect this. He doesn't want to make me hurt. He wants to make everything hurt. Damon. First things first, get rid of her daddy. Oh.
Ow.
He told them I forced her. He told them his little girl was a victim, but I was a kid too, and she wanted it just as much as I did. Step two, give her sister, and her mother nowhere to run and no fuel to escape. The Ashby women are alone now and desperate for a knight in shining armor, but that's not what's coming. No, it's time I listened to my father and took control of my future. It's time I showed them all, my family, her family, my friends, that I will never change and that I have no other ambition than to be the nightmare of their lives, starting with her. She'll be so scared, she won't even be safe in her own head by the time I'm done with her. And the best part is, I won't have to break into her home to do it. As the new man of the house, I have all the keys. He's crazy.
He's so crazy and I love him. Also, where did her mom and sister go? Like they never came back.
I guess how long did it take for the events of this book to transpire? Maybe it was just like a couple weeks.
But like even in like the
Oh, like in the
epilogue,
epilogue
like
and stuff. Oh, well, I assume they just like fucked off at that point.
yeah, it's like
Damon was
scram,
like,
scram.
here, you can have this like money to get yourself a new house or something, probably. Just like get out.
Interesting.
I'm assuming. I'm making that up. That's not canon.
Perhaps. I just realized I never got any closure on where they
Yeah.
went.
Yeah, because I wanted to see like Orion's reaction to
Also,
like.
what a stupid fucking name.
It is a stupid name. Thank you for agreeing with me because I was going to say something anyway.
Orion. Anyway, it doesn't
Orion.
matter. I'm sorry if your name's Orion,
But
but
it's stupid. What would you rate this book?
reading this a second time, I still like it. It still stands for me. The last two, they were a little lackluster. But this third one is just different. Like it's just built different than the others. I gave it a 9.13 out of 10 just because I feel like these characters had more depth to them and they weren't just little bitch ass kids like complaining about everything. Like they both had a lot of like trauma.
They had every right to complain, which is kind of the difference with this one.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I rated it higher than the other two, an 8.7 out of 10, because after reading this book, I feel like Penelope wrote this series just to write this book. And I kind of feel like she could have just either not given every single of the horsemen a book and like just made a shorter like first book to set things up. Like Kai's book was so unnecessary, you know? And
Yeah.
this one, the plot was so much stronger than the first book, I thought. So I was
Yeah.
just kind of like, it's making me rethink, like, should she have written the first two the way that she did? I'm not sure.
Okay, here's kind of my general idea here is that this book was fucking long. This book was long, and I almost feel like we could have just like had novellas of everybody. Maybe, I don't know. Like, how else are you going to introduce this story, though? Or, like, make it all one book from
I
different
think
perspectives?
I can understand why it's not all shoved into one book. I do get
Yeah.
that. But I think we could have maybe done just two or three books. And like, we could have completely done without Kai's. Like, okay, yeah, have him and Banks get together if you really want. But they're not that strong of a couple.
No. Their marriage is built on lies,
And they
and
didn't serve like anything toward the plot.
literally, like they were like a continuation. Like they did have a purpose in the plot, but it wasn't until Damon's book that it mattered. Like all it was to introduce Banks. He was going to be a key player in Damon's book.
Yeah, and I think
So.
Banks could have just like stood on her own without Kai.
And like they completely changed who Banks is as a person anyway in
Yeah,
Damon's book. Like,
you're right. Let's dive into the characters and then we'll kind of talk more about the things that we liked and didn't like at, toward the end. But we'll start with Damon.
you know,
I do know.
I never doubted him.
I
Yeah,
did.
me personally.
I
I
did.
always knew that he was just going to be the best character out of all of them,
Yeah.
and I was right.
You were right. No, I actually enjoyed Eating My Crow this book because, like I said, whenever I first read Corrupt, I was like, I don't know what that man could possibly do to redeem himself in my eyes,
He did a
but
lot.
he did a lot. And I, again, disclaimer, I do not think he's a good person.
No.
And I do not think that he has made good moral, ethical decisions. However, I kind of take his side now.
Now, this man's a fucking con artist. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, he's out here planning like to take over the world, and it's just so they can all have money. And I can respect the hustle there,
I joined
but
his cult.
and I am here for it. And you know what? He loves winter so much
He does.
that I'm willing to look past a lot of his transgressions.
Yeah, like I really am. And it's crazy. The only thing that changed, like, because he still is making these crazy ass, selfish, horrible decisions. The only thing that changed is that we empathize with him now because
It's
we
like, I get why you're
know,
doing it.
yeah, like we know why he's crazy. And another thing, too, it's like he had it rough, like compared to literally all of his friends. He has had it so rough. And you found out in his book that his prison experience was even worse than theirs. Like he was in a completely separate area, like treated way worse than Kai and Will were. And so I know we were giving Kai shit during his book, and I stand by that. Kai is a little baby back bitch, but Damon had it so hard,
Can you
and he
imagine
always
just
has.
sitting in silence for 3 years? Like you're let out for one. I know, I would lose my mind.
When all he
And he
has to dwell
did.
on are his horrible memories.
He has no good memories save for two.
And those are like tainted because Winter hated him and he was like, great, like the one good thing I've ever had.
Awesome.
It's fucked.
You know what I did like though is that he is like a little mastermind. Well, he went about it wrong because he's trying to do it all on his own. Like from start to finish, he was like, no. Like you're all little pawns in my grand scheme of things, and I need you to go into the right places so we can have world domination.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, for
As he
sure.
should.
He's a genius, a beautiful genius.
I know that I'm fucked up because during this scene where he, like, Winter didn't know it was Damon, but he was, like, scaring her. But then her parents came home and she overheard them, like, fight fucking. And he, like covered her ears and, like, gave her a hug. And I know I'm fucked up because I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And then when I went literally, I was like, oh, and then he got her the snow village and I was like, oh, he's such a Prince Charming. He's such a sweetie.
He is a good boy, you know, deep down. He wants to be good for her, but just her.
just
Just
her, no, and I
her.
think that's why I like him because you know
Yeah.
what, he knows what he's about.
Yeah, you know, at no point was he like trying to be something else. Like,
No,
he
he's
even told
always,
his friends, he's
oh.
like, take me or leave me, you know?
Seriously, because at the beginning of the book, whenever he's meeting with Rika, she's like, and you wonder why everyone hates you. He was like, I don't wonder,
I
actually.
know why.
I know why. And it's intentional. And I also felt just obviously so sorry for him. Like, the more insight we got into his horrible, traumatic upbringing with his vile, disgusting parents, and that like scene with his teacher.
Which I'd forgotten about
So
until I was writing
scary.
out my notes and I was like, oh my God, like so many things, like bad things happened in this book.
Dude, like that was so traumatizing, and I don't even have any triggers. I was like, oh my God.
Every scene, like especially that first scene where like he was describing like the first time like his mom
Oh.
like touched him, I was so sick to my stomach, so sick to my stomach. Like I just can't even imagine.
No, it was really like, again, we are two people who do not have triggers, and that
No.
was so hard to read.
And I guess I take some solace in knowing that it wasn't his real mother, but
But he didn't
still,
know that at the
he didn't know
time.
that. And
And
like she
still,
did thankfully know that, but
yeah, but
it's
like,
still
it's
gross.
still an adult that you think is your mother,
Yeah.
and
It's
who
bad
is
either
acting as
way.
your mother in every other like way. So it's just like, it could
No
not have
matter how you cut
been
it.
more disturbing.
Yeah. Oh, God,
Terrified.
that poor child.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about Winter because I am obsessed with everything she's got going on. Like, I know there were times when I was like, God, you dumb bitch. Like, stop it. Give him a
Every once in a
chance.
while.
But like for the most part, I was like, you are a fucking cool character. Like, I was not
Yeah.
annoyed with her. Like, she was very justified in pretty much all of her actions. Like,
Yeah. Of this like entire series, she is my second favorite behind Alex, and that's just
yeah,
because I love
I
Alex so
love
much.
Alex.
I really loved Winter. I loved her perspective the entire book, and I actually was so surprised whenever like it was revealed that she was blind. I was like, did I miss something? It's like, no, she just hadn't mentioned it yet.
I felt like this was very tastefully done. I feel like she didn't over-exaggerate.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the cool thing about Winter's character.
Yeah, and that was one of the best things about Winter and Damon's relationship is that he didn't baby her. He didn't treat her
Yeah.
any differently. Like, he recognized in her that she liked being thrilled. She liked being scared, and he was like, yeah, me too. Like, let's do it
Like,
together.
this is great.
But I do feel like I was nervous for her just as the reader because she and I guess if somebody has a visual impairment and wants to weigh in, like, is it common for people to who have visual impairments to not use like a cane or a guide dog like to get around
Yeah,
in their
because
day-to-day
Mikhail
life?
wasn't even a guide dog. Like,
No,
Mikhail was
that's just
just
a
a
pet.
puppy. Yeah.
I was like, girl, you just are walking around like that. Like, that makes me so nervous. But she did. She literally can dance without
Didn't
being
give
able to
a
see.
fuck.
No, she is like doing literally everything perfectly fine. So
I love that.
I'm just trying to imagine myself in that position. And I know I would not be able to do it. Like,
Yeah,
and
she's
I say
just.
that just as someone who's like extremely uncoordinated at baseline.
Right.
So.
Well, and I think that shows her talent as well, because if she can lay out markers and hit them perfectly every time to know where she is, like, she's really good at her craft as
Yeah.
well. Like,
And I think that really helped her. Like, whenever she lost the ability to see, like, just the fact that she is so naturally gifted at moving around in space relative to her, like, I think that's why she slays at that.
She's such a cool character.
I love her.
I loved it when like her angry side like came out because like I don't think she was meant to be shown as like a docile person, but it was meant to like show like her development and how like she let or Damon like she thought he took advantage he did take advantage of her.
Yeah.
He let's be honest, he did. And like how she didn't let that like hinder her, like she grew from it. But there was a part where they were like screaming at each other. I think it was the moment when Damon finally like the walls broke down type thing and like he was vulnerable with her. When she was like, you shouldn't have killed your mom because she was the only person who was ever going to love you. There were times when I was like, damn, that was a heavy hitter.
That was a really heavy
I'm
hitter,
like,
and I
that was
forgot about
crazy.
that. But I did, I highlighted that, and I was
I did
like,
too. I took a picture of it.
oh
I was
my
like, oh.
God. To add to that, yeah, there was another time when she was super, super angry. He provoked her a lot, and she like bit down on his jaw like as hard as she could. So, yeah, she herself is not like she will like throw some punches,
Yeah, she's not gonna fuck around.
But yeah, I think she is at baseline. She is more soft and gentle. But whenever she's pushed, like, she can fight.
I think that's a good like metaphor for like her name as well. Like winter can be very like soft and beautiful and also like very deadly.
And like the bite of like
Yeah.
winter, like, that's
Ah.
her. She can be like so like aggressive and like sharp.
Yeah, I just liked all the different facets of her because it made her like a multi-dimensional character.
Yes,
Whereas like with
agreed.
Rika, it was just a constant like back and forth, and she complained a lot and she was very entitled, and like Banks like just wanted to be unique and different, and I feel like Winter just owned who she was.
Yeah, and I think that's because she was, well, Banks had it hard too,
She
obviously,
did, yeah.
but I think Winter just handled it better. And I guess I don't want to compare too much to Banks because Banks did have a lot more stacked against her, like socially.
Sure.
But yeah, there was something about Banks that and Rika both that were just like hard to support them all the time. And then Winter, it's like I was always in her corner. It did
Yeah.
not matter
I
what was going
support
on.
Winter's rights and wrongs.
Exactly. But speaking of Rika, I did feel like, again, I was eating a little bit of crow because she's actually not that dumb. She's pretty sneaky.
She's really fucking sneaky. I
Yeah.
told like I knew she's fucking sus, and like just going behind Michael's back like that, first of all, took some balls, and good for her because I think
Yeah.
someone needs to put him in his place for sure.
True.
But like she really took things into her own hands, and I appreciated that about her. Like,
Yeah. She sure
does
did.
she feel morally like wrong about it? Yes, but
And
I think she needed that.
I feel like we can talk more about her and Michael both whenever we talk about like
Conclave.
Conclave.
Yeah.
Because Michael really didn't make much of an appearance in Kill Switch. Like when he did, he was like a
He
damsel in
was
distress.
like, Michael's actually this dumb one in Kill Switch. He's like, oh,
Yeah.
someone's flirting. You weren't even paying attention to your wife, you fuck.
Oh
Like,
my God, that part was so silly. Like genuinely so silly. It was again like another thing that could have been cut completely.
yes.
Anyway, Will.
Michael's fine.
Michael's fine.
Will, my sweet baby boy.
I genuinely feel attached to him now. Like officially, I care about Will and I want to know more.
I just knew from the moment that he was trying to feed Rika breakfast after they like yelled, and like I knew he was gonna be special, my special little guy.
I feel bad that it took me so long to love him.
He's been through a lot, and everybody just ignores that.
Not Damon.
Not Damon.
Yeah,
No, Damon and Will are just cut from the same cloth. They need each other. They need each other, and they didn't have each other, and that is why Will's in such a bad place. And he needed that.
He
He just
did.
he needed it.
He needed his other half.
He needed a lifeline, and it just makes me so sad. Like when he was in the water again and like
Oh my
hyperventilating, like
God.
I had goosebumps. Like it just broke my heart for him, like thinking that they were going to let him like drown.
And I knew, like, as soon as the car went into the water, like, I knew that Will was going to have some kind of like PTSD because he literally almost
He
drowned
almost died,
already.
yeah.
And so I was like, this is gonna be bad. This is gonna be bad. And it was, obviously. But then it turned into something beautiful.
It was actually very beautiful and very
Turned
well
in,
done.
turned into something healing.
I'm so excited to read Will's book because it really truly is very, very good. And like I do like Damon a little bit more than Will, but his book, it shows you just a better side of him. And like
Ah, I'm
everyone thinks
excited.
he's so dumb.
Yeah, I do think he's
And
dumb, but
it's great to read things from his perspective.
I'm excited. I
Yes.
really am excited because the first two books I was just like, eh, I'm not really that interested. But I really am now.
Kai and Banks, man, I want to like them, but I don't.
They're fine, in my opinion. I do think it's absolutely wild that they're having a child in this book. Like, they literally got married
Yeah.
under like false pretenses and then. You know, they've been together at this
Which
point not very long.
2 years have passed.
Has it really been 2 years
Yeah, 2 years
since
had passed in this
Hideaway?
book.
Shit.
So, there has been like a pretty decent passage of time.
That actually makes so much more sense because I also was kind of like, man, like everyone's really, I mean, everyone was still mad at Damon, but I was like, people have really like kind of cooled off pretty quick, but no, 2 years have passed.
Yeah, because 2 years have passed. And that's why
Okay.
they were like, he was making such like a big like deal about Rika and Michael still being engaged, because it had been 2 years and
I
like they
see.
literally went through all of this to be together.
That makes
Yeah.
a lot more sense.
So, yeah, it was like a tasteful amount of time.
But still, I think that Kai and Banks just like won't make good parents. None of
Very
these people
scary.
probably will.
I feel like Kai's parents will be very good grandparents.
That's true. They got that going for them.
I love them. I still wish every day that I got more from them.
MILF and DILF.
MILF and DILF, I love you. Alex is still just such a queen. She's so supportive.
She
She
is.
is here for everybody. She's a woman of the people.
She's
She should be
kind. She's
mayor.
caring. What'd you say?
She should be mayor.
Yeah.
Rika.
Hey, if I had the choice, I would pick Alex every time.
And you know what? I loved Alex and Damon's relationship in this because, like, everybody I think writes Alex off because they don't want to fully bring her in. Like, they don't want to fuck her up like everyone else thinks they are. But Damon's like, no, she's fine. Like, she can hold her
Yeah.
own and, like, literally had her doing side projects. And I thought that was really awesome that Damon recognized that she's worth it.
He really does recognize that in a lot of people. Because I
Yeah.
mean, even with Banks and Rika, I feel like he, like, especially after learning that Rika is also his half sister, he's kind of doing that with her. And then Winter, he's always been that way with Winter
Yeah.
too. And there was one point, this is not like the exact same thing, but it's like tangentially related because at the pool party, Winter had come out and like her top was a little bit sheer. And so Kai was like, oh, we gotta like give her a hoodie or whatever. And Damon was like, no, like leave her alone. And then in his mind,
She
he was
feels
like,
confident.
yeah. In his mind, he was like, it's funny because I would have like never let Banks do that
Yeah.
ever. But but
He's
because it's
slowly
Winter.
becoming a feminist.
Yeah, he's working on it, okay?
Yeah, like I think by the end of it, he truly was there to support women, you
Yeah.
know?
It just took him some like
He had some
time.
bad deals there, so.
I mean, when you think about it, it's no wonder he didn't see women that light because of the way he was treated by his mother growing up. And like that's all he knew. That was the woman in his life and the way his father treated women. Like, of course he's going to have it wrong, but like you can see the progress that he makes, and
He's like, wow,
obviously
they
he's
can be
not
very
perfect.
important. Women
Yeah, he's like, wow, it turns out they are
can
humans.
do things and they should have rights.
What a
Great.
king. And Misha is fucking hilarious.
I've never read Misha's book and
Does he have his own?
yeah, it's called Punk 57. And that's why, like, I thought it was, I couldn't remember where he was from. But yeah, so it is like a spin-off book, but it's set in the same universe as this, obviously. And that's why he was such a bigger part in Conclave, because Punk 57 happens during all of this. I think you read his book before Kill Switch.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see like more of him then, like over the next couple books in this series. And it sounds like I'm gonna have to read his book because I really
Yeah.
like him.
I do too. And Ryan, I like her.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have much of an impression of her yet. Like, she just
Yeah.
hasn't really had time to shine, but I am sure that she does in his book.
Sure. So Winter's family, God, they're bad people.
Not as bad as the Torrances, but like.
I think her mom is misguided. I'm sure she was a very nice mom and like did take care of her. I do think she babied Winter too much. But I don't think it came from a bad place, but she was a bad person for staying with their father.
Yeah. Like to let your children be subjected to that. And again, it's hard because I can't imagine being in that position.
Where you feel
But
like you have nothing if you leave and like
yeah, I mean, it's true. Like, what would she have? I don't even
Right.
think she had her own job.
She he gave her
So,
like an allowance.
It is kind of like, what was she gonna do? What, how was she gonna fix that? I don't
But
know, but
also, like, I
yeah.
wish we had gotten to see her father come to justice
I
because, like,
know.
Damon just scaring him off was not enough.
No.
It wasn't enough for the villain this man is,
Yeah, you're right.
with
He
all of his
deserved the same
illegitimate
fate
children.
as the rest of these horrible people.
Yeah. Like, why is Gabriel the only one we kill? And Orion, like, sorry.
Oh
She
my
can drown
God.
in the Maldives for all I
What a
care.
shit sister. I wanted her to be at the end of the book, like in the epilogue or something. Like I wanted to see her face, like whenever she came home and her husband was like, yeah, actually, you knew what this
Yeah.
was. And
You
then just like
idiot.
I wanted it, but we didn't get it.
I wanted to rub it in her little face.
Yeah, I
And
did.
that's what I'm
She's
saying.
so
I didn't get
mean.
the closure I needed with Winter's family.
Yeah, like don't write them to be such villains if you're not going to give us the satisfaction of
Follow
ruining
up on
them.
it. Shit, dude. Then we already talked about Gabriel. Gabriel sucks, and I
Yeah.
hope he rots,
He
you
will.
know,
He is.
because he deserved to be killed. And I'm so glad Damon did it too, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure
Nobody
that
else deserved that,
no.
like, privilege, that honor.
I was like, good for him. Good for
Yeah.
him.
It was kind of like, and I'll mark this as a spoiler for House of Flame and Shadow, but whenever Rune gets to kill the Autumn King.
Yes, that's exactly what I was like, thank
Yeah.
God.
Yes, like nobody else deserved that
Oh
honor.
man. Yeah, that felt good. It felt good. But oh man, when he was like, Banks is my sole heir, I was like, fuck you. Good riddance.
Okay, so that's pretty much all the characters in this book, and we are now going to talk about first the things that we liked about this book. Then we'll dive deep into the things that we really didn't like, because I have some shit to say.
I've got both. Don't worry.
I've got both.
It's a mixed bag tonight.
Starting with things we liked, though, I feel like we already kind of touched on this, but Damon really did encourage Winter to live life to the fullest, even though she had a visual impairment, like having her steer the car when he was driving. And whenever he had her shave his face, I was like, this is so
I
goddamn intimate.
know.
Oh my God, that was my favorite part of the
His
book.
little slivers of intimacy when he like just like opened himself up to her, I was like, I'm living off of crumbs.
He
Like,
can truly be the gentlest, sweetest
yes.
boy.
The way he talks to her too, like when he whisper and just like is so calm with her and like,
I know, like he truly has such, like imagine Damon without trauma. He would be the gentlest, most pure soul. I can't even imagine. He'd be too
The trauma just
angelic.
adds a little spice to it,
The
though.
trauma does kind of like zhuzh it up, but like I want better for him. I want the universe where Damon just gets to be happy.
Yes.
But
Oh.
one of the other things was like how she like quote unquote saw colors when she was with
Yes.
him.
Oh.
Ah, I
It
loved it.
just. Oh, I ate it up every time. And also, like, just the love that he had for, like, her dancing, like, just the time where he saw the world be at its most beautiful, like, just was so cute. It was so cute. Everything about it was just adorable. Just
God.
terrible circumstances.
He could have been such a cinnamon roll in another world.
Oh, fuck, dude. If he hadn't gone to jail, I think, prison, sorry. If he hadn't gone to prison, it's different.
It's different.
It's different. They could have been on a much different path.
Like if he grew up with loving parents.
I just felt so this for the girls, you know? This was
Yeah.
about strong women. The self-defense courses, loved it. First of all, I love that
That
all
was so cute.
their little business ventures that they are
Yeah.
doing, like good for them. But also like their little all-girls recon team to go get
Yes.
Damon. I was like, my God.
It was so good because I was like, you know what? Like, Winter's like, I don't care. I'll walk over the roof of a building I cannot
Yeah.
see, but I'm gonna go get my
I'm
man.
gonna get my man. And they supported
And she
her, and
did.
that's all they need. Oh my God. And when Alex popped up and was like, who's your daddy? I was like, you are. It's
You
you.
are like, girl, you're gonna
I
make
love
me
you.
blush. Oh, she's so flirty and fun.
She's so fun.
Okay, and I think this is what we're most excited to talk about. So, the dynamic between Damon, Winter, and Will. Let's
Gorgeous.
start from the
Gorgeous.
beginning. Gorgeous, perfect, beautiful masterpiece. It was so good because at the beginning, I was like, oh, Damon's jealous that Will is like coming on to Winter, you know, like he's coming on to his girl. And then Penelope was like, oh, that's not the only reason he's jealous,
And
baby.
also,
And also, like, yes, he is jealous, but here's why.
because
And
Will
I
is
was like,
his.
oh my God, they are in
Okay.
love.
They are in love, but just not like their love is so special, and also very toxic.
Yes, very
Very
toxic.
toxic, but like I do think it comes from like a good place, not a pure place, but they do love each
They
other.
do, and unfortunately, they are trauma bonded, and that's a
And
very strong thing.
I will say, Will's book dives a little bit deeper into this relationship. So,
Woo!
something to look forward to. You know what? Penelope, one thing about her is that she's gonna have a threesome in there, or an orgy, or what have you. And I
Wherever the
think
wind takes her.
wherever she wants to go with it, we are in her world, okay? This one was flawless, stunning, incredible. It was just like whenever it was happening with like Rika, Michael, and Kai.
That's their names.
Yeah, Micah. Rika, Michael, and Kai. Like it just felt like they were taking pity on Kai almost. Like,
You're right. And I didn't love that.
and when it they
It
had
was
the
okay.
orgy with Kai, Banks, Rika, and Michael, it was because Michael's a piece of shit. Like,
Yeah. Like that was literally just to like take control of the situation.
yeah. This was three people who love and care about each other very, very much and all needed just that touch.
Like they had literally almost died.
They just needed to be together and just know that everyone was okay and alive and that they weren't going anywhere. And that
Yeah.
was beautiful.
They needed to be grounded in each
In each other,
other.
yes.
It was so well done emotionally. But then, like, okay, so the emotional like start to it was like so perfect, so beautiful, like perfect. I can't even think of another word to describe it.
It's just great.
But then like whenever things actually like heated up and got like sexy, it was kind of like fun to see like that. Like Damon was like, okay, but you're not fucking my girl.
But he's like, Kai might have been able to fuck Rika, but I beg your humblest pardon. Like,
When he said
gotta keep
cheat,
your pants on.
he said cheat, and Will said yes, sir.
And yes,
And
sir.
I was like, oh my God.
Because
He
Will
said,
takes
don't get it
direction
twisted.
very well.
He's a good
He's
boy.
a good boy.
He's a very good boy.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I loved every part about it. And even after, like it ended very well. Like no one's
Yeah.
feelings were hurt. Will felt safe.
Oh.
And then like Damon and Winter got to have their own like touching moment together
Yes, like
and like
they're
and
like Will was
Saquillion's.
still close to them too,
Yes.
and it was like they knew what it was. They knew that they both loved Will and cared for Will in that way, and Will felt the same about each of them, but they knew that they are each other's like
Yes.
love, love.
But Will's almost like they're, I don't
Don't
know.
say
I know.
that.
It like they feel responsible for him.
Yeah.
And I had to rephrase for a second.
Walk it back because that's not what you meant.
No, it's not what I meant. But yeah, they feel like responsible for him.
Yes, I know what you mean. I agree.
You know?
That is the dynamic, which is kind of like sad because Will deserves more.
And he
And
is a
I
grown
hope that
man,
he will
and
get it. And then yeah,
also
we have to remember that these are all grown
these are
people.
adults with
And he
responsibilities.
does need to get his shit together. But
Yeah, he
hey, he's
does.
struggling. Leave him alone. I did love, like, it was just funny to me. Like, this scene was not something that I thought was really beneficial to the book, but I did think it
Yeah.
was funny whenever the professor was like flirting with Rika at that Halloween thing, and they were all like, still pissed at Damon, but they were like, you know what? Like, we're getting the band back together really quick. Could we just have to take care of this one situation? Like, we
And
just
like
have
he, like you're a
to.
sick freak and you can come up with a really good idea.
It was pretty sick. Like, they made that man think he murdered someone.
I thought it was so funny. He was like, yeah, Banks called a butcher. And I'm like, yeah, the butcher is like a fucking axe murderer. No, the legitimate butcher. And he was bringing them blood.
Just got the butcher on speed dial.
I love that at the end, we are all now just boss babe entrepreneurs.
It really has
Okay.
taken a turn because this started off as like the horsemen have all the power, but now it's
These
like,
are
no.
silly high school boys. And
Yeah. Now their women are actually the queens of the earth.
yes. And they are doing really cool things.
They
And
are.
I love that. And I'm excited to see where that goes. You
Me
know?
too. They're all very interesting
They
ladies.
are interesting. They're interesting people.
And that's all the things that we really liked about this book. And now we are going to have some bones to
I
pick.
am going to shit on this book really quick.
Just a little bit. Again, I feel like one of the biggest complaints is that it's just too long. And we've said that repeatedly. I won't belabor it, but there was just like a lot that was unnecessary. And some of those things were like Ethan as a character.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Like he's just a creep. And then it didn't really go anywhere. I was like,
And
okay,
then he
cool.
like called her to stir the pot one more time, and then we
Yeah.
never saw him again.
Like it's none of your business, Ethan, because clearly you aren't friends because you're a creep. Miles Anderson didn't need to make a
I'm
reappearance.
glad he's dead, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Like
fuck,
what the fuck?
dude.
I
Like, give
really
it a
think
rest.
this book would have been just fine having Gabriel be the sole villain. It would have been fine.
You know what? He wasn't even in the first 75% of the book. Like, the only part we see was him, like, having the bodyguards take Winter back to her house because she tried to run away with Ethan. Didn't see him again, and except in flashbacks, until the very end when he kidnaps Damon.
And another thing that was like silly was the kidnapping stuff because like Damon got kidnapped and like immediately rescued. And I was like, honestly, you know what? I liked that because it showed like, again, the boss babe rescue mission.
Yeah.
But then like they were literally just like trading hostages because then when Damon was in the hospital, Winter and Michael got nabbed. And so I was like,
Yeah.
okay, like why are we drawing this out like this? And then like the whole like action-packed part of the book, I found myself like
It was
skimming.
very cringy.
I was like, oh, I
Like,
don't.
these people don't know how to fight. Like, they are not like trained. Maybe
No.
they are. I don't know. I guess
Well, they maybe
they
know some
teach
martial arts.
self-defense classes,
Yeah.
but still, I don't know. Like,
It was embarrassing. And I think the only reason she wrote it like that was to have Damon get injured so that he needed blood and then to point out that Rika and Damon had the same rare blood type. But then my problem with that is that they don't even use that information. So really, we could have just like had Damon find out that he was half siblings with Rika during Gabriel's like villain monologue, and it
yeah,
would have been the same outcome.
it would have been fine. And also, like, I thought it was so weird at the end where he was like, oh, the person I heard holding my hand was actually Christiane. And
Yeah.
it's like, first of all, how did she even get in there? How did she even know he was in the hospital?
I don't know unless like somebody called her, but who would call? Maybe she has like people
Eureka?
watching. I don't know.
Well, I guess, yeah, he did say like she had people like monitoring him, which is also weird.
You know, she's, yeah,
That
she's
whole
her
thing was
own
odd.
interesting
They just had
character.
to find a way to like have him like tied to Rika somehow.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, I
Like,
like it,
I like
but
it, but then I think like the details of how we got there were kind of silly, goofy. Because if you were gonna like leave us breadcrumbs like that, you should have been doing it from book one instead of like breadcrumbs throughout the third book.
right, because like he did almost sexually assault her in book one. And so like I feel like she's like, I gotta maybe backtrack a little bit.
That was pretty crazy, Penelope.
Hey
Like if
girl.
you knew when you were writing that first book, if you knew that you were gonna make them siblings, that's pretty
We maybe could have
crazy.
written that differently. But Damon was like, no worries, like we're all in the club, we all
We
fam, like
all fam. He was like, it's fine, I didn't actually do it.
He's like, you're being really fucking dramatic,
Like,
you
God,
know?
sisters, am I right? You and Banks both always like
Ew. Yeah,
hear me
after he
out.
also like borderline abused Banks for years.
Again, I'm
It's
not defending his behavior.
I am choosing to look past it though.
I'm just saying he's a complex character.
I did also feel the same about like the whole Orion situation too though. Like that was another thing that just didn't really need to be written in. Like, and I again it was like a way to move the plot along to see like that Winter had like a shitty family. But he could have gone into the house some other
He
way.
could have, and like, okay, let's say that the only way to make it believable that he would like have unlimited access to her is to like have him be with Orion. He didn't need to marry her. He could have
No.
been like, yeah, we're getting engaged to be married. Like, he
We're engaged
straight
to be
up
married.
officially married her.
Like,
That's
you didn't have to
weird.
do all that. You
And
didn't have to do
now
all
you
that.
gotta do paperwork.
Now they got people for that. They don't
That's
have to deal with
true.
any of that.
He's got a lot of money.
Winter gets some embarrassing ass shit in this book too. I
The
would like to just
dance.
touch. No, multiple dances. There's multiple times where I'm like, stop doing that in public. Just don't do that. The Grinch one, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, gave me hives.
That one was really scary. Really
Man, that was a
hated
tough
that.
chapter to read, I'll tell you that.
And again, unnecessary, like plot-wise.
I didn't need to know anything about Rika and Michael's engagement party.
Nope.
I didn't.
We didn't need it.
You know? But also, it's like, whenever, I don't know why, it was supposed to be a touching moment, but it was not. Like, when he built her, like, the fountain maze, and she's
Oh.
like walking through and she's feeling all these feelings, and she's like, the only way I can express myself is through the art of dance.
I
And, like,
did
starts
like,
dancing in the fountain. I'm like, stop it.
I kind of blocked that out a little bit. And I do remember it now, but I kind of was like, no, she didn't do
No, she did. And I
that.
was like, I wish you hadn't. Like, you didn't have to write that.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
Just, I don't know. Anytime she dances, I'm like, ugh.
The only times it was like cute is when she was doing it like for herself
Or for Damon.
and when he was like secretly watching her though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was unnecessary.
I agree. I agree. And again, Penelope did go with Little for the nickname. She's Little Devil, which I think is very silly for multiple reasons.
Does she think little means like that belongs to in a feminine aspect? Like, does she equate it with that?
Perhaps.
That's
I
kind of what
kind of
I.
feel like, and again, she writes these characters really young, so I do feel like it's a little bit suspicious. However,
It's a little weird.
we don't need to take a deep dive into that.
We're choosing to stay very surface level here.
because once again, in this book, were we forced to read about intimacy between underage characters? And I did not like it. I feel
Yeah.
like I brought that up. I've brought that up multiple times now. I don't like that, and I wish she would cut it out. That's creepy.
Just stop it, Penelope.
Stop it. Like,
Stop
write them
it.
older. Write them older, please.
Like 18 or over. 18
Yep.
or over.
Minimum
Nothing
18, ma'am.
underneath that.
Yeah, quit. And the amount of times that she has written into her books, like, 16 is the age of consent in 33 states, ma'am.
I don't give a fuck. It's not in this one.
I kind of feel like
Why'd you look that up?
that's really questionable. And again, I'm not gonna make any accusations, but that's a weird thing to write.
I strongly feel like any adult, it doesn't, man or woman, who writes about high schoolers is just
Yeah.
a little weird.
Like that romance better be PG if you are writing about high schoolers.
I don't want to
It's
hear about
just foul.
nothing.
And those parts like of the book were so uncomfortable to read, and especially like whenever it's like them being with an adult, like Damon getting abused by his mother, or Damon
With the
like almost
teacher.
with the teacher. Yeah, like I do kind of question the motivations for writing that.
Because
Yeah.
it's like that could have been like a flashback where we didn't really go into detail.
Yeah,
And
you
it
could
could have
have
been
just
like,
been like
yeah, like I seduced my teacher, huh? No, but like we got the whole scene
the whole scene. Yeah.
down to the nitty gritty.
And I understand that it's his backstory. I do get that.
I just didn't like
However,
it.
I just think
I didn't like it.
there could be less of that for sure.
Anyway,
I will get off my
off
soapbox
my
now.
soapbox.
Oh my God. And at the beginning of the book, he like woke up. So this was a flashback when he was high
Yes.
school age. So he was sleeping with Banks, which again, inappropriate,
It's
weird,
weird.
but we already know that about them. But he woke up horny next to his half sister after he had a dream about like his childhood memory with Winter, like when they were literal children, 8 and
Yeah.
11 years old. I was like, ew!
But then, launches into this monologue about how Banks's body is changing and how
Yes.
he slightly finds himself attracted to that and is like, you have to sleep somewhere else now because I don't know if I can control myself.
Yes. Really, really questionable.
I didn't like
And one more thing that I thought was confusing about the like fountain memory was like Winter didn't have a clear memory of what happened, and she wasn't that young, she was
either.
8, and she remembered the things leading up to the fountain very clearly, but not actually being with him in the fountain. And I was like, is it because she hit her head like so close to that taking place?
I don't know. And it's like,
Because
how do you not
why?
remember your dad like pulling you down, like basically throwing you off the treehouse?
Yeah. And like that, I guess, like you could say, like that really, she would struggle with short-term memory from the actual events of that day. I could see that because like head injuries are very
But she
strange.
remembers everything else.
But she remembers everything else and everything else about the fountain day, except actually
Unless I
being in
guess
the
she
fountain with
just
him.
wanted to specifically block that out somehow because she didn't want to think of that about her father, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't
It
like
was
it.
weird.
Something I hated was, first of all, one thing I did like that all the girls got masks. Super cool. Love
Yes.
that. Hated the motorcycles.
You're right.
Like the masks, the suits, and the motorcycles, and them just like absolutely tearing it up on the streets in their little tiny coastal town. And it's like, these are grown ass people again here to have some
Hardly.
Halloween fun. Like,
No, you're right. That is very embarrassing.
that's embarrassing.
Oh, man. That wraps up my list. I don't know. Do
Yep.
you have any other
Nope.
grievances?
No other grievances to air today. We do have one discussion question.
Yes, I wanted to ask you, would you vote for Rika if she was running for mayor of your town?
I don't know.
Like, as is, you know?
As is, like with
Yeah.
all information I have about her,
All
nothing else.
information. Yeah.
No, I need to know more about her policies and political standing.
Very
You
well-informed
know,
answer.
I need to be a little more educated on what she's bringing to the table
Okay, Miss America.
because this girl's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, and she's like
Like,
21.
and she's 22. She doesn't have, like, she's in college, and I
Yeah.
feel like everyone is like looking over this. But also, I don't think that matters. I think anybody can run for mayor because one time a dog was elected mayor,
Yes,
and
dogs
so
can be mayors.
it's like the. I think being a mayor sounds like a fucking joke anyway. So, what power could they actually hold?
You're
So,
right.
yeah, sure. Why not?
Girl power.
Yeah, love that. You chase your dreams.
You know what? I agree with everything you said.
Yeah.
I have
Who
nothing
gives
else
a
to
fuck?
add. Who does give a fuck, you know?
It's not me.
That being said, everyone, make sure you vote in this upcoming election. Vote in all your elections,
Yeah,
local
you
and
should always
otherwise.
vote because it
Always vote.
actually does matter who's mayor. And you
It
should.
actually does matter.
It does matter. And that is something that should be taken
The
seriously. And
official
you should not vote a
stance,
dog in.
you should not. The official stance of the Best Friends Book Club podcast is that you should vote for who you think best represents your values and make well-informed decisions.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, in case nobody's ever told you that before. But that wraps up Kill Switch by Penelope Douglas. Next week, we are going to discuss a novella from the Devil's Night series called Conclave.
And then the week after, We're continuing this train. All right, we're going to be discussing the fourth book, Nightfall by Penelope Douglas. And then, believe it or not, there's still fucking more after that. Like, it's
Not
just,
much.
it's never ending.
Yeah, what is there? One more novella after
There's
that?
one more novella. Stick with us.
Stick with us, and then we'll get to some more lighthearted stuff that's less suspicious in
We've got some
nature.
really fun things planned for the end of this year.
Check out our website to look ahead and see what our reads are for the upcoming weeks. But go ahead, get started on those if you have not already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.